Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Five.
I'm Joe at RTE.ie. Joanne, it's an unusual dilemma. Go ahead.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Grand, thanks. Off you go.
I was in receipt of job seeker's allowance for the last year since my mother's passing. I was on carer's allowance up until then.
Okay.
But in the end of March this year, I got a letter from the Department of Social Welfare stating that I needed to get an American birth cert to get my public benefit card with photo. So then I started the process of trying to get the birth cert through Vital Check. I've been kind of going around doing that. I've made 9 different attempts to get that, but I don't fit the criteria for Vital Check, which is either a public benefit card with photo, a student photo ID, or an employee photo ID. And I don't have any of those to get the birth cert. And then I can't get my public benefit card with photo without my American birth cert. So my benefits were stopped in the beginning of April for 7 weeks, where I had to live on charity and sell some possessions. And after pleading and appealing, they reinstated me again on basic supplementary welfare checks while I carried on getting my birth cert. But then they stopped my money on the 20th.
But where, Joanne, where is your birth cert?
It's in America. I can't get it from... I haven't got a birth cert. It was destroyed in a small house fire a few years ago.
And why can't you get a copy of it from America?
Because I don't fit the... I don't have any of the ID that Vital Check require, which is they have 3 things that they require.
Okay.
A public benefit card with photo, student photo ID, or employee photo ID, which I don't have any of those.
And who are Vital Check?
They're a department, a New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene that issue those, that issue the birth certs.
And there's no other way of it's a catch-22, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I have a
you can't get they're looking for a PPS card or whatever, but you can't get a PPS card here without the birth cert. And you're looking for the birth cert off them, and they say, yeah, fine, send us a PPS card.
Yes.
And you're saying, I can't get a PPS card without my birth cert.
Yes, so it's a catch-22. And now, over a 24-week period, I've spent 12 weeks with actually no income at all. Now, I am constantly looking for work, but, you know, with COVID and that, it was very difficult. There was no employment going on. And I'm literally caught in a catch-22 situation, you know.
Yeah.
So I can't go forward.
And, you know, by the way, you said you had to sell your possessions. What did you have to sell to survive?
I sold my record collection and some jewellery. Yeah.
Okay.
And my son also pawned his Xbox as well.
Wow.
And he's only 14, you know. So, yeah. So it's really has an ongoing effect.
And are you saying, what are you asking, in contacting us, are you saying, is there anyone else that's in this situation? I need to get my US birth cert.
Yes.
But Vital Check, as you call them, have who issued them.
Yeah.
One of these 3 hurdles, and none of these hurdles I can get over.
Exactly, yes. And this has been going on and on, constantly getting
and
emails.
Could you apply for an Irish
citizenship? No, I can't apply.
They'd need proof as well, wouldn't they?
They'd need my American birth cert, yeah. And I mean, I was born in America, but moved back home here in 1977. My parents were Irish citizens, you know. So I've grown up here all my life and worked here and... You know, but
So what's ahead of you?
Nobody seems to be able to help. I did email the Minister for Foreign Affairs, who has also contacted the Minister for Social Welfare. So I'm waiting for an email back from that. I've contacted Social Welfare on number of different times, and they can't seem to do anything else to help me.
Have you any, by the way, have you a vote in the presidential election?
I do.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
And when does that paperwork come in?
The my vote?
Yeah.
Well, I did vote for last year.
And
so.
Can you vote in this presidential election?
I can. Yes.
Okay. And when will that, I'm saying where, for that to arrive, surely that has identification on it of some...
Yes, Yes, but there's no photograph on it either,
okay,
and it's
no
not
file,
and it's
yeah.
not one of the criteria that cycle
yeah,
check
yeah.
require. So okay. I'm stuck every which way I go. I just cannot seem to okay. move forward in the situation.
Okay. Well, is there anyone else? This is what usually happens when we're in dilemmas like this. There's someone else that's gone through a similar travail and hopefully came up usually a unique idea or something that people haven't thought of. Anyway, Joanne, what's the prospect now like for the next 3 months? If
I have no idea unless I get a job. I have no idea okay. at all what to do, you know. But it's okay. just very difficult to live on absolutely no income. Yeah. And I shouldn't have to be selling all my possessions, you know, jewellery with sentimental
value. And who buys,
value.
And what you say, you sold your records?
My record collection, I did. A record dealer in Limerick that I knew bought them off me.
And what did, surely you held on to a couple of them?
I did.
Which one did you hold on to?
I held on to Electric Warrior, T-Rex, David Bowie and Pink Floyd.
Okay. All LPs?
Yeah, all okay. LPs, yeah, that I've been collecting since the 80s.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, Joanne, let's listen out and see does anyone have any ideas.
Okay,
and by the way, for a 14-year-old to part with his Xbox.
Yes, yeah, I didn't want him to. But I have gone up there to the pawn shop that we pawned it to and asked them to hold on to it, you know, so there's no intentions of selling
and
it.
You'll pay the interest.
And I told, pay the interest on it as
okay.
well, you know.
Okay, Joanne, that's Joanne Maloney. 51551, wash your hands, please.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.